You are listening to Voices of Youth in Care, produced in Montreal at CKUT Radio. Next, you'll hear spoken word written and recorded by young people aged 7 to 16. Many of these artists are in care. Here are their voices.
The boy who ran away. Once there was a boy named Alexander Gates. He had brown hair, green eyes, 5'6", and he was 13 years old. Alexander's father's name was the one, the only, Bill Gates. Alexander had a humongous, gigantic house in New York. You would think that he had the best life. Wrong. Something was missing. Sure, he was rich and all that, but not everything was right with his life. He always had to do interviews, photo shots, go here and there and everywhere. It was annoying after a while. One day, June 2nd, 2004 to be exact, he took a shortcut home from school, or at least he thought it was a shortcut. He was coming home from school on his skateboard. After 15 minutes of riding, he ducked down an alley. It seemed like a never-ending maze of twists and turns. After a while, he decided to turn back. He went back the way he came, but he couldn't get out of the alley. Bill Gates was waiting for his son at home. He said, "What is keeping that boy? School was out 4 hours ago." Meanwhile, Alexander was still trying to get out of the alley. After 15 minutes, he gave up. "I always wanted to run away, and this is the perfect time," Alexander said. Bill Gates got the FBI, the CSI, the NYPD, the LAPD to look for Alexander. Alexander went missing for 2 years. Alexander finally made his way out of the maze, and he regretted running away after this.
My heart's home. I want to be an island, in a castle on an island on a green valley. A medieval castle with heating electricity, of course. But that's it. I want the secret passages. I want the suits of armor, the barracks, the courtyard, the stable with the horses training. I want a tree on a cliff overlooking the ocean so I can sit in my tree and read my fantasy novels about knights and dragons. The reason why I want a castle is because I want to live as close to what I love most, which is my fantasy novels.
This poem is my wish. I wish I was a rat. I wish I was a cat. I wish I was a solar system. I wish I was a dad. I wish I was a crab. I wish I was a hat. I wish I was with my dad.
I wish I was a bird. I wish I was an apple. I wish I can be Mother Earth. I wish I was bus. I wish I was man.
I wish I could glide from Canada and Ohio and ride. I wish I was a bird flying through the sky. I wish I could own a jawbreaker machine. I would only wish for a candy cane. I wish Aunt Nick would come every day.
Alexander and the noise. I run outside, you hear. I go down the stairs, you hear. When my hands are wet, you hear. I bit the apple, you hear. I crunch paper, you hear. I plop my tongue, you hear. I erase, and you hear.
I heard a spaceship. When I was asleep, I heard a crash and a boom, and I went down and I heard a yum yum and a clap clap. It was a robber. I said, "Get out." The alien was right in front of him, and he ate his brain. The end of the robber and the alien.
God was there. I was in my room till I woke up and went downstairs. I poured some porridge and I went on to the computer. A werewolf came out of the screen and bit me. It turned into a haunted house. Then I went upstairs and God was there. So I went and hugged him. I saw a ghost. I was scared. I jumped. So I turned into a ghost. God said, keep this on and it will protect you. I saw a werewolf. So he left me and it took the clothes off. Then I saw my grandpa and I ran to him and he turned into a beast and I yelled and screamed and then I turned nice again.
Rain. Cold. I'm shivering. Face pale. Hair plastered against frozen damp cheeks. When will it end? No shoes. Feet numb and crinkled like a dry raisin. I'm in the corner rocking back and forth, mumbling to myself. What's that noise? A fluttering noise. Where's it coming from? A blue butterfly. The beautiful specimen flutters by me with the grace and ease of a swan. It swirls around and lands on my cold, damp, sniffling nose. My eyes cross as I try to gaze on the exotic insect on my nose. I unconsciously think I will name her Fantasia. She flutters her wings and I see the beautiful colors on her delicate wings. I softly and carefully reach up and touch her wing, soft like velvet. She twitches, moves, and softly soars off my nose and into the air. No, 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 I whisper. Don't go. Don't want to feel alone again. She doesn't hear me. She's free. She has a home to go to. A small, silent, salty drop of intense sadness softly rolls on my cold, damp cheeks. I look for someone to cry on. Nobody. Rain slows down. Not hardly any. I push myself up, gather my courage, and walk home to tell my parents I'm pregnant.